USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president says, don't come. That's the message from President Biden Tuesday as the Department of Homeland Security estimates that the number of attempted illegal crossings at the southern border will reach the highest level in more than 20 years. In an interview with ABC News, the president telling migrants not to make the journey to the border.
I can say quite clearly, don't come. And what we're in the process of getting set up, don't leave your town or city or community.
Biden also said that the current surge could be worse than the one in 2019 that prompted the Trump administration's policies to clamp down on the border. And a report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the result of November's presidential election. The report says the Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. It does say that neither country attempted to interfere with election infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
An argument over money from stimulus payments led to four deaths in Indiana. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Four members of an East Indianapolis family were shot and killed Saturday, leading officers on a day-long manhunt to find the suspect and his six-month-old child. He's being accused of kidnapping. Marion County Sheriff's Department spokesperson tells 13 WTHR the public is why the suspect was found so quickly.
I do believe that the community has played a role. They've been giving us information, and that's what's important. Our community sticks together, and our community has done what we've been urging them to do for a while. Contact us. Give us the information.
The suspect, 25-year-old Malik Halfaker, was found about 5 miles from the shooting and was arrested Sunday. The six-month-old was also found unharmed. It is being reported by the TV outlet family members aged 7, 23, 35, and 44 were killed over stimulus check money. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pressure continues to mount on the Biden administration to call the situation at the southern border a crisis, as thousands of young people are being held in facilities after illegally crossing into the United States. Senator Jody Ernst says there's no doubt that there is a crisis on the border, but the Iowa Republican says it's also a growing national security issue.
Folks, let's make no bones about it. There is a crisis at the border. This is not just a big problem. This is a crisis at the border, and a number of my Senate Democrat colleagues acknowledged that in the Senate Armed Services Committee this morning, that we have a crisis at the border. The number of unaccompanied minors has tripled at the border over the past 2 weeks. And not only is it a heartbreaking humanitarian issue, but after wearing the uniform of our nation for over 23 years, I see this as a national security issue.
And Los Angeles Lakers star LeBron James is getting into the ownership game. James and his business partner Maverick Carter are joining Fenway Sports Group as partners, making them part owners of the Boston Red Sox, Liverpool Football Club of the Premier League, Roush Fenway Racing, and regional sports network NESN. James previously had purchased a 2% stake in Liverpool. With their investment, James and Carter will become the first black partners at Fenway Sports Group. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.